So I guess let's just start, and I want to talk a little bit about the record cover and why you use quotes on the as the record title, because it seems normally record titles are italicized.
Why we use quotes on the record title, I'm not sure I know. That was Bill's idea. But I think it's some kind of an allusion to old records or something like that.
We really don't know, and no one asked. That's kind of how it happens with us a lot, you know? It's just, we see something, it looks okay, and we just kind of go and move on to the next thing. It's not, a lot of our stuff is super preconceived.
What about
contrived or
anything? Yeah, and the actual image on the cover.
All the images from the album artwork came from a movie that Bill made in New York on 8mm film. It's kind of an abstract movie. It's shot all in Times Square, and I guess it's kind of a part of a larger theme of like putting information through a lot of different layers of different media. So in that case, they're like big TV screens going through 8mm film, going back to a computer to the printed page.
It's kind of abstract also because it was my Super 8 camera and the viewfinder broke, so you couldn't really see what you were filming.
So it's all like just in the dark.
More or less.
Yeah, you could look over the camera.
Yeah.
In the trip to Marfa and all the art?
It's along the same lines of just putting pictures through a lot of layers of different media. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if your listeners know about that, but we got all these TVs and made a matrix out of them, six across, six down, and instead of just standing there and posing for a band photo, which is pretty boring, and we just didn't want to do that.
So we just stood there and posed for a band video.
36 times.
And when is that going to be released?
Those pictures are going to be in various places, I think. Probably a lot of... They'll be in posters and record stores and magazine photographs to accompany articles, and they're just, you know, pictures that we have now. It's part of an overall package of imagery to go along with the album. Oh, we also have a really cool iTunes tune book that's going to come with the iTunes version of our album, and some of those pictures will be in there too, along with the movie that all the artwork's from and a lot of other awesome stuff. Video clips from our photo shoot in Marfa where we made the TV matrix. And it's going to be cool.
And as far as like on the work EP, you had painted it. So this, how much like control did you have?
Well, Bill made the movie, and me and Bill both chose a huge pool of stills, and then it was up to me to put together the stills that made it into the album, and you know, they're put together in groups of four that show the motion of the movie, so they're like little movie clips that you can see, and I did all the layout, the typographic design, which is something that we feel really strongly about, and something that's often neglected, typography.
What is the font that you chose?
Arial. I don't really like any of the fonts that are free and out there, but you know, we just like sans serif fonts because they're easier to read, and you know, we use Arial because we think it's easier to read.
As far as choosing Movie Monster as the title for the record,
I think we were in the van and we were just talking about what we were gonna call the album.
It was like based on song tracks or just
no. We...
Was the title chose before the song was written, or...?
No.
I think it was because we were watching Jaws one day in a hotel or a studio somewhere.
Could be. Probably not, though.
Yeah. Working with Mike on the record versus the EP, how much control did Mike have on the final version and...
Well, it's like when you're working with a producer, you're kind of, you know, who controls what? That's an interesting question. He's very good at getting sounds, and we're more interested in arrangement and playing songs together. It was really collaborative. I don't think either the band or Mike knew going into the process what was going to happen, which is a really great way to work. It can be painful at times, but the end result, I think, we're really happy with, and he's really happy with.
And the songs that you and Bill did together, were they different sessions? How did that really work?
We worked on a song called Shattered Glass for the record, which was on our Marathon 12-inch. And we recorded it with Mike, and it just wasn't working. And Bill and I just decided to book some studio time in another place, because we don't really have very super nice equipment in our place. It's pretty ramshackle. And we went out there with Jordan and got the other guys to put their tracks on, and that was it. When you're doing it that way, you have to be kind of calculated, because you don't have unlimited time like we do at Big Orange.
And I heard on the Watsy recording, which is a really cool show, that y'all had already gotten half this new Rex record.
Yeah, we're working on our next record. We're just keep on moving.
Live tracking at Big Orange, or
no? We're just kind of writing and trying things out on the road. A lot of bands are kind of timid about it, but we're just getting started here. I don't think we've arrived. I don't feel that way.
And we have so much stuff in the can too. It's insane. No one will ever know.
And the thing with the song tonight, the Poppy Muffin.
I wouldn't want to refer to it as Poppy Seed Muffin on the internet. We've been using the working title.
Call it Internet Song.
We've been using a working title, Sucker Punch, but we don't really like that title.
Titles are hard, because you're stuck with them. How can a couple of words really be a title for a song? It doesn't even make sense. It's not a coherent concept. In the future, we hope that all songs will just be referred to by letters and numbers.
Or the sound that the song makes.
And when we talked about the talking with Brian Eno about sound and on.
That was a hard question.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact your response. What was the?
Well, your question was, if you could meet any artist
and ask them a question,
what would you ask them? And I said that if we all had to come up with one answer together, we would probably want to talk to Eno about some of the specific sounds on some of his specific recordings, like, I don't know, like the Heroes, the David Bowie Heroes stuff, some of the sounds on there, or, you know, you can just pretty much point at random to a sound on one of his records and say, how did you make that, you know?
Because I think it's kind of a interesting relationship between, like, journalists getting the opportunity to ask bands, and then like there's some sort of jealousy, I think, people wanting to make these sounds and ask these questions, and the bands wanting to ask each other. Is that not
well,
really true?
Well, I think the whole purpose of making music or making art is just to inspire people, and so if a song inspires somebody to make a crazy sound, that song did its job.
So that's kind of my question. Well, that was the root of my question, which is, who's inspiring you, and what would you ask them to get your solution? I mean, you don't really, it's kind of cheating to get the answer when you're trying to figure it out, your inspiration.
Well, I think you just want to know about as many techniques as possible, you know? It doesn't have to be someone whose music you even like to give you a good idea. I mean, I would want to know, you know, anytime I see somebody playing guitar, I go and look at what their pedals are and I watch what they're doing, you know? It's like,
on old Stax recordings, I'm always listening to what the drummer's doing. The lyrics could be totally inane. And I mean, they're great songs for a Saturday night party, but those drummers are just amazing. So I don't think there is an easy answer to doing any of this. So I don't think there's any one person that any of us would sit down with and say, what's the secret, Max Fisher? Yeah. Seem to have it all figured
answer?
Out.
Yeah. The record comes out on 6606.
completely coincidental.
And no one's mom's like freaking out.
Well, no, none of us are fundamentalist Christians, but I don't think a fundamentalist Christian would really get that upset about it. It seems kind of arbitrary and silly.
No way a fundamentalist Christian would get upset about something arbitrary and silly. Never happened. I know. I studied this shit in college.
Bless you. No, the June 6th thing was... It's just a... I think when music companies have to all kind of coordinate on what dates...
Yeah.
A CD comes out on. There's like 40 other CDs coming out on the same day as ours.
Definitely. Yeah. And a lot of them are advertising it that way. 666.
We were in New York the other day and it was, I don't know who it was, but it said, prepare yourself, 666.
You know, they said the same thing about Y2K. Guess what? It wasn't shit. 666 is going to be the same thing. Just another day.
Just another day where our album comes out. Well, we really butchered this one. Thanks, Garrison.
We'll see how it works. You never know, and you know this isn't Dollar Studio.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I destroyed this interview.
I guess if I don't want to go track by track, but like Back in Town, how would you describe that?
Stacks
it was
Motown.
A real watershed moment in Matt's songwriting career.
Or the instrumentation? Or the songwriting? Like the lyrics? Or?
Well, I guess I want to step back a little bit.
Okay.
I guess I see making music as like a gradient, and you start off with like kind of like the trickles of understanding a song, and then you gradually get, and y'all are like, even when you get to the what you think is a final record, you say, oh, which there's still so much beyond that. And that's kind of how I understand. Like, do you bring songs just acoustic, like, or even electric, saying this?
No, I think I said I like the way these chords sound played this way on the piano with all these other instruments together.
And so I you like kind these of words hear how, like, sonically and like in layers, it's going to.
Hopefully, but sometimes it doesn't work at all, and it's a miserable flop when I hear it like that beforehand, and the guys change it completely, and it becomes something a lot better than it. An idea I had.
Yeah. Because I definitely see it more when we were talking about how Bill brought Your Eyes Are Liars. He brought us a song, y'all tried to make it sound live, and then you went and recorded that version, not the version he had already recorded.
Yeah.
Made it to record. So that's kind of like in that gradient scope. He kind of saw that it was a gray, and he wanted to make it black. And so it's kind of like.
Yeah, that demo is amazing. I'm sure you can find it on the internet. But, it was like we performed it live. We were touring and we wanted to start playing it. I think we were in Lincoln, Nebraska, and we had the song and I'd done some stuff on it, and I kind of just made up the words on the spot, and we liked how it sounded, and we played it, took it back to the Orange, and it's time to, we had a session at another studio, we tracked some drums there, and then just kind of built it up that way. I don't know.
But it's true, Back in Town started not as a recording, it started as more chords and melodies and ideas.
Sure, yeah. Are any songs, when you bring them, like, really
rigidly set in stone?
Rigidly set, or even like in your lyrics developed, in the song, the chords that you're going to play, and you bring it and then they just kind of fill it?
No, I would never want it to be that way. I don't think it would really work. I mean, mostly when I get it in there, or when Bill gets it in there, when anybody brings an idea in, if it's, you know, we just do what sounds good, basically. Yeah. If it doesn't sound good, then we change it.
Are there any sounds on the final record that you are either unhappy with or you would like to choose?
Absolutely not.
No, we spent so much time on it. Just we took it back to the tape machine so many times.
Yeah. You say that so confidently.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I think we're happy with it and we're ready to move on.